that scramble by college students to secure suitable accommodation is well underway. First-year students are joining returning students in the race to nab the best and most affordable places close to college. But it's far from easy. We spoke to some returning students, Sean O'Day from Kerry, Tomás Skorek from Athlone and Annie McAleer from Dundalk, who spent the last 2 years in a tourist hotel in Galway.
So I'm from Dundalk, but I study in NUIG. It's not a youth hostel, it's just a hostel that's full of like tourists and stags and hens and random people. I tried to get into the Carr Village, which was the accommodation in NUI, which was fully booked by February. I couldn't go into a house share because nobody wanted first-year students.
So I'm waking up every day at around 5:40, 6 a.m. and my train is at 7:30 from Athlone. It takes around 1 hour to go by train to Galway, but I actually every day have to walk to the train station. And from Galway station to NUIG, it takes about 20 minutes. So one way, I'd say 2 hours of a commute to NUIG and back, it's 2 hours. So ultimately, I spend 4 hours in commute every day.
The way it stands, I'm traveling from Farnforth to Cork, you know, Monday to Friday there. And you're coming home fairly late after leaving fairly early, you know, it adds nearly 6 hours of travelling to every college day. So, you know, the experience that I'm of college has been drawn out an awful lot due to the commute that I'm experiencing on a daily basis.
My grant is €336 a month. My rent was €520, and I had a credit union loan which I had to pay back fortnightly. So I got a job. I got a really nice job in Pennies that was like, you know, it's tailored towards college students, but I got that coming up towards Christmas, so I was working crazy hours. Do you know, your motivation and everything for college just slips a bit.
I've viewed places for €300-400 a week. So nearly €1,600 a month, you know, that's a mortgage for a room that is, they're impeccably kept, they're perfect rooms, don't get me wrong. It's just they're vastly expensive. You couldn't afford it.
The first step to the solution is for the government to take serious interest in the issue. And by the words of Minister for Higher Education, I get highly discouraged because it just shows that the issue is not taken that seriously. Maybe the solution could be some better grants for less fortunate people in order to support them going to college, because accommodation costs are very high. I appreciate also the efforts of the government to put caps, renting caps for student accommodation. It was a really good move, but again, more needs to be done.
You know, living somewhere like a hostel, and I see these places being advertised everywhere now. You know, if you can't really deal with loud people and late nights and being like having your door knocked on, then I'd probably stay away from that. But I think if I could go back to first year, I probably would have went into digs.
Students Annie McAleer, Sean O'Day and Tomás Skorek talking about their experiences. Lorna Fitzpatrick is the president of the Union of Students in Ireland, and she told me that despite measures taken in recent years, the accommodation situation for students is worse than ever.
Yes, unfortunately, that is the reality that we're seeing from students and hearing from students on the ground, and that's right across the country. Sometimes this can be seen as just a Dublin issue, but that's not the situation that we see now. It's sweeping across the country, and it's no longer just an urban issue in the likes of Cork and Galway, but we're seeing really serious situations in the likes of Waterford, some issues in Carlow and other colleges around the country where there are college campuses.
One of the solutions worked into the system in recent years was the building of purpose-built student accommodation. But a lot of the students are saying to us, it's just too expensive. We just can't afford it.
A lot of them are ranging from €230-250 per week upwards. The reality is we do need to build student accommodation, but we need to build student accommodation that's cost rental, not that can be used to exploit students for financial gain in this situation. Like, we're in the middle of a housing crisis. We shouldn't be profiting off of students in terms of accommodation. So what we'd be looking for is the government to build student accommodation on college campuses at a cost rental price, and that there is a student accommodation housing agency developed to maintain that and to monitor that and to manage that, I suppose.
What's your advice to first years or their parents who are now desperately trying to get accommodation after they've got their CAO place?
Look really quickly, but don't take the first thing that comes on offer, because sometimes that's not the best option. So, like, if the first one you see is the right one for you, then that's absolutely perfect. But try not to settle in a place that is unsuitable if it's too expensive or if the conditions are really poor, because it's going to have an impact on you further down the line. Talk to your students' union, talk to the accommodation office within the institution, the college or the university that you're going to. Sometimes you may see some become available towards the end of September, the end of October, when some people decide that maybe college isn't right for them. They may choose to drop out, so there may be some come available towards the end of September and October, but I suppose that's very difficult. It's a long period of time for people to have to wait, and we know that as well.
And that was Lorna Fitzpatrick, President of the Union of Students in Ireland, speaking to me earlier.